The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3128. Entombed is the name of episode 5 from season 2 of The Bad Batch, and today we've got our patented 7 takeaway breakdown for you. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voidot, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, this one will probably go a little bit faster, just like Faster did, as it turns out, and it is a full spoiler breakdown. We'll start with the general plot, which is that the Bad Batch basically have nothing to do. They're out of missions with Cid for the time being, and Fee Genoa is regaling patrons on Ord Mantell about her crazy exploits. So it turns out that Wrecker and Omega have been on a side mission. They come back, Wrecker with something that he was supposed to come back with, Omega with just, you know, some crazy bits of stuff that the introductory scene, you know, makes it seem like these are big deals, but there's no indication of what they are, and it's just happenstance that one of them happens to be a compass. And so Fee thinks there's going to be treasure at the end of this compass's rainbow. Omega really wants to be a treasure hunter with Fee and find out what's up. So Fee says, well, I'll either take all the treasure or you can come with me and split it 50-50. And Omega manages to convince Hunter, who is the de facto leader of the Bad Batch, of course, to go along with this. So they get to the planet and they end up going on a treasure hunt, which results in not just a treasure, but a giant walking llama mech. And the llama mech is raising Kane and they have to disable it. So, yeah, it turns out to be a situation where, as Omega puts it in a very positive spin, a legend was real, a legend that Fee Genoa regales the Bad Batch with as they are exploring through these tunnels. The title of the episode, Entombed, is basically accurate for all of like a minute in this episode, because it gives you the idea that they're going to be stuck inside these caverns forever, and you never really get the idea that they're stuck inside. It's just, oh, the door closed, so, you know, there's always another way out, so let's go find the other way out. And they keep having places to go and things to do, so it doesn't really feel like it's entombed very much, but hey, you know, it's still an enjoyable episode. For a second takeaway, I'll point out that although this is a, you know, sort of mission of the week kind of episode, it is still building on a story arc. In particular, it's building on the story arc of the idea of the Bad Batch's dissatisfaction with their current situation. We heard it from Echo in the first couple of episodes about how they should be doing more. We heard it in Faster, where Tech was talking about how, you know, we keep seeming to get into these predicaments where we have to bail Sid out from some situation or another, and that's a rather problematic thing. And now we have Hunter's dissatisfaction at, you know, not having missions, not having anything to do, having to traipse around the galaxy with this treasure hunter who is really a pirate in Hunter's estimation, and he does not trust her for a minute. So yes, now we have a third member of the Batch who is expressing dissatisfaction with their current state of affairs. For a third takeaway, let's dig into a bit of a detail about the episode regarding the age of the cavern slash mech that they find themselves in. Tech does an analysis where, you know, the minerals are definitely as old potentially as what Fee Genoa is suggesting, that they predate the Jedi potentially, and that they belong to the ancients, whatever the inscriptions were inside this mech. And I guess it's not necessarily easy to tell where, you know, the caves end and the mech begins, but there's a lot of automated stuff that makes it feel like, you know, they're walking right into it. But the idea of the ancients, just so you know, it is in lowercase in the closed captions, and it's not really called attention to in the audio description or anything like that. So, you know, one might want to try to jump to some conclusion about, deep history of time and way before the Jedi and stuff like that. And on the one hand, yes, we can do that because it's ancient people, but as far as ancients, like who exactly they are they related to a particular species or, you know, origins from a particular planet? There's no evidence for us to be able to say one way or the other based on what they gave us in the episode. For a fourth takeaway, I'll confirm for you that the stuff they talk about in this episode has never been mentioned before. Things like the Great Pearl of Novak, or the Chalice at Vadne, the Kingdom of Elwis, the Kaladar Trinary. Like, none of these places and none of these artifacts have ever been mentioned in Star Wars storytelling before, so this is all new stuff. And a quick note from the Department of Corrections, that's Kaldar Trinary. All right, Kaldar Trinary, sorry about that. So yeah, none of those ever mentioned. And for a fifth thing, the records of this Kaldar Trinary don't even exist according to text records, which Fijinoa sees as a positive sign because treasures aren't necessarily on maps, even though the compass actually kind of ends up as a, if not a map tool, then certainly a guide to figuring out the puzzles that are inside this crazy mech thing that ends up running around and essentially raising the planet where they end up. The planet has been utterly destroyed for all intents and purposes, and once they activate this mech by accident, it starts laser beaming stuff, and you can see this crazy War of the Worlds looking type machine utterly destroying the entire surface of the planet. So whatever was happening with these ancient folks predating the Jedi, they still had some serious advanced technology, and yeah, somehow this thing was just put to sleep and then forgotten for presumably tens of thousands of years. For a sixth takeaway, I'll admit that there's something that puzzles me, and if you have insight on this, I'd love to hear it. YouTube, hey, comments right there. And for audio listeners, come on over to the podcast home at sw7x7.com and leave a comment there on this episode. But that heart of the mountain that Fijinoa removes from its holder, which then activates the mech, I'm puzzled as to why putting it back in doesn't just shut the mech off. Why instead putting it back in actually makes it melt and makes the mech utterly self-destruct. Unless, you know, maybe she turned it the wrong direction or something like that. I don't know, but I thought that was a rather curious detail. And the last thing we'll take away from this episode is one of the absolute best elements of this episode. That's the score by Kevin Kiner. If you listen to it with earbuds, you are going to get very serious Indiana Jones vibes. The whole episode basically should give you some Raiders of the Lost Ark vibes, but elements of the score for this episode really harken back to that John Williams Indiana Jones music, and it's wonderful to hear. Even like certain instruments are very familiar when you listen to some of the Raiders soundtrack. It will automatically ping your memory and you'll be going, oh yes, I remember this. Oh, this is so familiar. It's very cool to have those elements in this episode. So that's what I've got for you for Entombed, which is episode 5 of season 2 of The Bad Batch. And yeah, I guess I'll also mention, so here's an eighth bonus takeaway. Just, I guess it's lighting. Lighting and animation is actually a thing. And considering they're in dark places and caves for much of this episode, the lighting is really well done, I thought, in the episode too. So you know, kudos on that front as well. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.